Good morning, everyone. Russ Martin, and we're pleased to have with us today Rensselaer Central High School girls varsity basketball coach Wes Radke. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Wes is here to talk about a special event that's coming up, being put on by the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Committee. And before we get into the specifics of the event, Wes, if you'd tell our listeners a little bit about the committee itself and why it's formed and what it does.
The Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Program, when we took over as a head coach, and myself and Coach Pulver got together, and we thought we needed some help from those in the community that could help promote and push our youth basketball agenda and the lower grade levels, and then also help support the high school teams as well, and started having meetings and setting things up and fundraising and helping us to promote the youth basketball programs that Coach Pulver and myself had visions for. They've come together, and I think we're in year 5 or 6 now of this board being together, and they've done a phenomenal job of helping me as a head coach to get the word out, to help me in my vision of what we want for Rensselaer youth basketball, and they've done a phenomenal job with that.
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, there is a special event coming up. It's called the Summer Sizzler. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
So this Summer Sizzler is another vision that we had, trying to bring more excitement to the Rensselaer area with basketball. And so growing up and doing a lot of 3-on-3 tournaments in the area, we tried to get some excitement built up that way. And so with this Summer Sizzler that we're putting on, it gives anyone in the area a chance to play in a 3-on-3 tournament. And it really helps bring up the excitement in the area for basketball, whether they're up there in age or in the middle school age there, that we can get them to come out in a 3-on-3 tournament that is really a good day and a fun-filled day full of basketball.
Well, when and where will the Summer Sizzler be held?
The Summer Sizzler will be held July 14th at 2 o'clock. Participants need to arrive probably an hour to an hour and a half early just to get registered. And then they'll get their T-shirt, and they'll get their bracket, their time of which they'll play in that foundation part on July 14th.
And for our listeners that perhaps are outside the Rensselaer area, that is at the former location of the Minette School. Wes, there's a deadline that's coming up. You mentioned T-shirts, and that deadline is right around the corner.
Yeah, June 30th. June 30th is the deadline to get that free T-shirt. So if we can get people to register early, so we can have a good idea of what we need and how many courts we're going to need, that deadline of June 30th is set there to get that free T-shirt. Help us out as organizers to know how many teams we have. That would be greatly appreciated.
And where do participants need to go online to register?
They need to go to the RBYB Facebook page. I have a link for them to register online if they need to.
How many players can be on each team, Wes, and what's the cost for each team?
There can be up to 5 players on a team. That extra player, that fifth player, would be an extra fee of $30. I believe the total this year for the teams is $120 per team. And like I said, that extra player, that fifth player, would be an extra $30. But typically your teams only have 4 players on it, so you add up the cost there, $120 per team is not too bad.
Well, our listeners, if they don't know already, will soon find out that there are some changes for high school basketball this year when the season starts, and we'll, of course, get into that on another time. But are there any special rules for this particular event?
No, when the participants get there, we'll go over the rules with them. There's nothing out of the ordinary. We'll have officials designated at each court to help with the rulings. You try to do the honor system where you're calling your own fouls and keeping track of all that stuff. And so we just got to make sure that we're being honest with each other, and there will be a court monitor at every court.
We're speaking with Rensselaer Central High School girls varsity basketball coach Wes Radke. And Wes, we should let our listeners know, too, this is for anyone. I mean, they can live outside the Rensselaer area and play.
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to really push it out, to get other people from other surrounding communities, other high schools, the people that love the game, to come out and participate in this. And we'd love to see it continue to grow and get bigger and see more and more people come out that aren't accustomed to the area, and just see not only the basketball that's going on there in Rensselaer, but also of the other things we have going on there that they can walk through the community and see.
Will there be concessions sold at the event?
There will be concessions at the event. We'll have a a concession stand with hot dogs and other items. I'm not sure of all the items, but there'll be plenty of items for people to buy. There'll be plenty of drinks and water and everything that we need. We'll have music out there. It'll be a good day if everybody just comes out and participates.
Wes, is there anything else you'd like to talk about regarding the Summer Sizzler?
Just come out if you're not sure about what we're doing and what things look like and how it's going to be ran. Sign up and try it and see. I mean, the worst case scenario is you don't like it and we can make some adjustments to things. But I truly believe if you come out and see what the committee is putting on out there, it's a great time, great basketball. We've had some barn burners out there in the past. I mean, last second shots to win games. It's a fun time. It's well organized. Just come out and give us a try. And if you don't want to play in it or not able to, you can still come out and watch. It's free to watch. It's good entertainment and good basketball. So I encourage everybody to come out and see what's going on with the Summer Sizzler.
There are certain age groups for this event.
Our age groups are 18U to 10U, and that's boy and girl. And then we have adult men and adult women. We may have to make some adjustments due to the number of teams and what happens, but we're really trying to keep the boys from 18U to the 10U in their own brackets, and same way with the girls and the men and women as well. So there's plenty of flexibility in the age groups there of what we can get, and plenty of room for participants if they want to come out.
Well, Wes, once again, when and where the Summer Sizzler will take place?
July 14th. Foundation Park. It'll start at 2 p.m. Registration is anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half before. So you need to come out there and get warmed up. Make sure that your team is ready to go. And again, you can have anywhere up from four to five. I mean, if the team is comfortable with just three people on their team, then they can have three people. But it's, again, July 14th, Foundation Park starts at 2 p.m.
For more information about what Wes has talked about, check out the Rensselaer Bomber Youth Basketball Facebook page, and that's where you will go to register as well. Our guest today has been the Rensselaer Central High School Girls Varsity Basketball Coach, Wes Ratke. And Wes, thank you very much for joining us today. Our wish for you and the committee is good weather and good time and great teams. And once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.